This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Tomorrow's an important day for thousands of asylum seekers waiting at the border.
The Supreme Court is temporarily blocking an order that would lift pandemic-era restrictions on asylum seekers. The order by Chief Justice John Roberts comes as conservative states are pushing to keep limits on asylum seekers that were put in place during the beginning of the coronavirus pandemic. They are appealing to the court in a last-ditch effort before the limits are set to expire on Wednesday. The immigration restrictions, often referred to as Title 42, were put in place under then-President Donald Trump in March 2020 and have prevented hundreds of thousands of migrants from seeking asylum in the U.S. in recent years. Thousands more migrants are packed in shelters on Mexico's border with the U.S. Norman Hall, Washington.
Former President Trump says people who love freedom will rally round him. But the House January 6th committee is asking the Justice Department to criminally prosecute him for the violent U.S. Capitol insurrection.
As the panel ended one of the most aggressive congressional probes in memory, Chairman Benny Thompson said there must be accountability for the insurrection.
Accountability that can only be found in the criminal justice system.
And the panel voted unanimously to recommend 4 criminal charges against Trump and others who helped his wide-ranging bid to overturn his 2020 election loss. Still, a criminal referral is mostly symbolic. The Justice Department will ultimately decide whether to prosecute Trump or others. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The Weather Service is warning of heavy snow in the Pacific Northwest, and there'll be dangerous cold in the nation's heartland leading up to the Christmas holiday. Some local governments in China are encouraging people with mild COVID to go to work as restrictions there ease. 5 people died in the latest 24-hour period. This is AP News. The AP's been looking into how COVID data might have been used.
An AP investigation finding coronavirus contact data was used by police around the world raises questions about what's been happening in the U.S. with data collected as part of the pandemic response. In the U.S., the federal government built out its surveillance toolkit, sending $25 million to the data mining and surveillance company Palantir Technologies to support the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. Documents obtained under the Freedom of Information Act showed that federal officials contemplated how to share data that went far beyond COVID-19, like mental health and substance use. Last year, the Centers for Disease Control purchased detailed cell phone location data from at least 20 million devices that could be used to project how much worse things would have been without virus restrictions. CDC spokeswoman said aggregated anonymous data was being acquired for public health research. I'm Jennifer King.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.